Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married.
Yeah.
We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are ranking the top five best and worst horror films of Bloody Married Podcast in the last 5 years.
Heck yeah, but before we get into that, we have merch.
Hell yeah, we do. We got a Amazon wish list. We got another merch store with some swag, some shirts, some hats.
Yeah. Go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com and support us if you want. The Amazon wish list really helps. We have some expensive stuff like camera, gear, more microphone stands, some smaller things like Bloody Mary mixes and tiki mugs. So if you feel like helping out the podcast, you know, go check it out. Yeah. We'll give you a shout out with whatever you buy us, because you're going to buy some stuff. We'll say your name, do whatever on here.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thanks even for
dance.
Supporting us.
We'll even sing for you if you request it. So we'll try to be as spoiler free as we can. But I mean, some of these are like 5 years old.
Right.
Come
if
on.
You haven't seen them.
Yeah. So our top five and our worst five of the last 5 years.
Yes, all right.
So our best films of the last 5 years have been Ready or Not in 2019, The Wolf of Snow Hollow in 2020, The Fear Street Trilogy in 2021, Scream 5, 2022, and this year's Thanksgiving, 2023.
Yeah.
In our worst films of the last 5 years, 2019, The Dead Don't Die, 2020, The Craft Legacy, Halloween Kills in 2021, Jeepers Creepers Reborn in 2022, and this year's The Exorcist Believer of 2023. So what do you think our ultimate best and worst horror film of the last 5 years will be from this list? Comment below on YouTube what your guess is going to be, and then watch the episode and then
see if you're right.
Yeah, or just cheat and then just, you know,
just wait till the end and be like, I totally knew that's what they were going to pick.
Either way, just comment is really what we want. So just comment
like share, you know, do all that jazz.
Yeah. So best of 5 years, what's so these are all good. Like
they
all
are.
Of the best ones are all good. You can't go wrong. All of the worst ones, you can go wrong.
You don't absolutely watch them. Don't watch them.
So,
all right, let's jump into it. Okay, so we're going to hit the best list first.
Mm.
And our number five best was the Fear Street Trilogy.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was at 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, no, that was... Yes, it was. Yeah, it was like the year after COVID. We were still, things are still kind of weird. Yeah, the Fear Street trilogy was really good. We had to put them all three on here. We did that because it was really just like a movie.
One long movie
split up
yeah.
for the most part. My favorite one was the middle one, but it was all really good.
Yeah, I really liked the middle one too. I really love seeing Sadie Sink. She was great. And the lady from Community.
Yeah, she was really
the
good.
Older version of one of the girls. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that whole thing. That was a lot.
80s, 90s, slasher, horror, mystery.
Yeah.
I remember watching it and hearing the score, and I'm like, this sounds a lot like Scream. And then I realized later that it was actually the guy who composed the original Scream movies, Kevin Williamson, who did the score for Fear Street. Those are good. Those are a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was sad that we didn't get to see him in the theater. I remember this. I remember interviews with the director after the fact that their original plan was to put them in the theater like every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID happened. And then I think it switched studio hands. And then it landed with Netflix. And I think they gave them money to finish like all the post-production effects and threw them on streaming. So
yeah. And then we got them like once a month. Didn't we like we
I
got one
that.
One
yeah
one month and one yeah. yeah but yeah that was a lot of fun.
Cool.
All right, so our number four, The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Yeah, that was a fun one too, kind of. And that was 2020. That was like COVID.
Yeah,
so we were getting weird movies.
We were
yeah,
we were getting ones before COVID. We were getting ones that maybe shot. Yeah, it was but The Wolf of Snow Hollow was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the creator, the writer director, and then he starred in it. I really love his comedic timing and just him getting so angry. I always found like all of that stuff was a lot of fun, and it was just a really fun movie and a little bit of a whodunit too. And
yeah, and the setting was nice, a snowy small town, and the whole premise is there's a werewolf out there killing people, and the cop just doesn't buy it the whole time.
Right.
Even though all the evidence is like, no, there's a fucking werewolf. And then we see like werewolves and this guy's still like, no, nah, it's not a werewolf. And then there's that whole, and I like it when movies do this in horror films where there's like a little message, but it's not hammered home. And they do it pretty well. And it deals with like alcoholism and like estranged family members and stuff like that. But in a really fun way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. That was definitely, I think, a surprise for us, right? Yeah. It was like, oh, this is kind of, because it kind of came out of like a random,
Well, it was. I think it was like, hey, I've heard this was kind of good. This like more independent film. Should we watch it? And like, yeah. And like, well, that was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a fun little surprise for that year.
Mm-hmm.
So number three is Thanksgiving.
Yep. This year is, or last year's, this year's.
Yeah, you know, it's 2024. Yeah. God.
best horror film. And yeah, it's really good. It's like Eli Roth did a really good job with this. Everything you want in 80s and 90s type of slasher. It's a lot of fun. He doesn't take it too seriously, yet it's professionally made.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the Misfits song and ends with the Misfits song. So it starts with rock and roll, and it gets, the whole movie is just rock and roll horror, having fun. And I love that shit. And a lot of really good kills. And
yes, absolutely.
Could watch this one over and over again.
And we get some Patrick Dempsey back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping this is his horror movie era.
McDreamy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's back. Yes. Well, then he just recently did a Michael Mann film, the car one with Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I...
Yeah. A Ferrari.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's in.
Well, he does love racing.
Anyways, Thanksgiving's really good. go see it if you haven't seen it. It's a lot of fun.
I can't wait till it comes on streaming so that we can watch it again.
Yeah.
And add that to my collection of ones I rewatch over and over.
I'm just going to add the Blu-ray to our Amazon wish list.
Yeah. All right. Number two, Ready or Not.
Yeah, Ready or Not, directed by...
Matt and Tyler.
Matt and Tyler. That was a really good one. That was 2019. That was the first year we did the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it's a really good movie. It's really fun. She's awesome in it.
Yeah, we get our Samara Weaving, who I love a lot. I love her in pretty much everything I've seen her in. I love the whole premise of the game. And, you know, she's married into this family and she just... like excited, and then they play a game, and then she ends up with, really, I love the ending scene of her just in the tattered wedding dress, fucking covered in blood, with her Converse, smoking a cigarette, and like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, she had like, you know, the character journey, and also like you see it physically on her, to where it's the white wedding dress, and then slowly pieces get tore off, and she gets dirtier and dirtier and bloodier until the very end. The ending is rad, could go a couple different ways, and it goes in a really fun way.
It does, because it's one of those like, is this really real, or are they just crazy psychos, or and then it's a really, really fun movie, and so definitely check that one out for sure.
And our number one film of the last 5 years of doing this podcast
is Scream 5, or just Scream, depending on.
Scream 5. This one, way more so than the others, like, we were very excited for. When it first came out, it was announced, like, we hadn't had a Scream film in, like, 10 years, and we knew the legacy characters were coming back, along with new people, and we knew the directors of Ready or Not were doing it, so, like, we were excited on, like, pretty much all levels.
All levels, and we didn't know what the fuck are we gonna do? They're gonna bring in the legacy characters, but you have to bring in fresh blood for the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are they gonna do?
Yeah.
So it was definitely, we watched, or we listened to the soundtrack, the original, on
in
the way to the theater.
In the car on the way there, just so, so amped. We saw it with Sean and...
his wife.
Yes. Whose name is Lauren. I totally remember her name. Lauren, right?
Yes.
That's, yeah, totally. And it's late. I've had like 7 of these. Not really. Maybe more like one.
But it definitely is one of those movies that, A, you can rewatch over and over again.
Yeah.
I just watched it last week, again, for like the 50th time.
Yeah.
I like him, okay? Yeah. Give me a break. But also, like, it brings in the nostalgia of the first one.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, you know, you get that moment where you're like, holy fuck, they brought Billy back. Like, everyone kept talking about Stu when they want Stu back, and then all of a sudden,
really,
like,
brief spoiler alert there.
I said spoilers real quick.
Like, spoiler alert, it's this person. Like, what?
Spoiler alert. And as soon as you hear the word spoiler, just pause.
Wait, say spoiler alert again. This is kind of fun. Spoiler alert.
I've had some Bloody Marys, okay? Just like, give me a break.
It was fun. You expect them, if anyone, to bring Stu back, and they brought Billy back in some capacity.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun seeing all the characters. It was just fun to, there's some cool kills. Yeah, the one complaint that I have after the fact is they get rid of one legacy character that I wish I would have kept around.
Right, I agree. They could have gotten rid of a different one. Yeah, but
totally, like, the most excited for a horror film we were in the last 5 years, and we saw it in the theater twice.
We did, yeah. I think that's the only one that we've been to the theater twice to see. We're like, we have to see it again. What if we missed something?
Cool.
So all of those are really good, and you should check them all out.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the worst list.
The worst of 5 years.
Yes. This was difficult.
To rank
because most of these I will never fucking watch again.
Yeah.
And have zero desire to ever, ever see again.
And the top three, are they could change day to day. Those are the ones we had a hard time with. So the top three kind of almost equally suck in their own way, but this is just where we landed today and where we're putting these.
Yeah.
But the lower two, the better of the worst, I think they do belong there. So what is our number five worst film of the last 5 years?
All right. Our number five is Halloween Kills.
Yep.
Why?
By good old DGG,
who
David Gordon Green.
Never make horror movies unless it's horror comedy. Anyways. I fucking hate this movie. Makes me so mad. I get mad. You mentioned just the name of it, my blood starts to boil, and I get super fucking angry because, like, evil dies tonight. The whole town tried to kill his ass. The stupid, like, let me just shoot him, not in the head or anywhere on it. Like, just his leg and his calf. That will stop him.
So
stupid. Or beat him with a fucking baseball bat, Tommy. Oh my God. Or the fact that the Tommy who's been like, oh my God, I will. I'm going off. I'm sorry, people. But, like, this is ingrained in his brain, and then he has a whole town going after a 5'5" rotund Kool-Aid man. Like,
mean, the whole town should know, especially him and those characters, what Michael Myers looks like, and they go after someone short, round, and fat. The suspension of disbelief there is, I can see, like, some of the town folk, but not that main group, not knowing what he looks like at all.
Right. Especially when they were going on about how he traumatized them, and they're so traumatized.
And then they just saw a picture of him on TV.
Right. And then you're mob chasing this tiny man through a hospital.
Yeah.
And, like, Jamie Lee's barely, all she's doing is flirting with the cop in the hospital bed for a good 10 minutes.
With the trailer, they made it seem like she was going to be in, like, the star of the film, and she's in, like, maybe 15 minutes tops screen time. I bet you it's like 8 minutes.
Right. And then, fuck, just the whole, like, end when it's like, evil dies tonight, evil dies tonight. The fuck? No, it didn't, because you're all idiots. And then Karen with her little New Balance curb stomping. Ugh.
All right. So the reason why it's number five, now that she's gotten talking to all the shit about it, is because it's actually, you can rewatch it. It has some good kills. It has some good cinematography. It has some good directing. It's not all terrible. There are moments that you can probably pick apart and be like, okay, this is good. I did enjoy, I think now I like the Loomis flashback segments a little more than I did. It's still really bad. It's still my least favorite of his trilogy, and it's still not a good Halloween movie, and I don't like this at all. It's crazy. Like, this is a lot of people's favorite of his trilogy. So that has, like, probably the most rewatch value.
It would, because I still, out of all this, if you were like, if you have to pick one of these on the list, it would be this. And I would just be angry ranting the entire time, but I would still rewatch it. All right, number four.
Yeah, moving on.
Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
So this is really bad too. I think this one's probably the lowest rated on IMDb. I think last time I checked, it's sitting at like a 2.8. But this movie is, it's so bad that it's fun to make fun of it.
Absolutely. Like, I think we had more fun making fun of it than we did watching it.
Because it's so ridiculous. There's stuff like the sky outside is purple for no reason. Mm-hmm. They green at the end, they like green screen in cop cars pulling up, and like just the size and ratio of it looks like we shot it here in a green screen. And then I like did, it looks terrible. Like bad chemistry with characters, really odd lines.
Storyline, just the,
it's just stuff that's like choices that are like, you have to be doing this purposefully to fuck this movie up. Like, it's nighttime and you're lighting daylight. Like, right. I don't understand that. It's bright as shit and you're in the middle of nowhere.
You're in an abandoned house with no electricity and it's so fucking bright in there.
I get it. You need to see the movie. You're not gonna like Game of Thrones, that one episode where you just see darkness and shadow. You light your people, but you light it accordingly.
Right. Oh, but it was still just fun. Like,
turn the lights on. I don't care. Shoot it.
It was definitely fun to make fun of.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a fun family film to watch.
Family film to watch. Yes. That should be on like their poster. Jeepers Creepers 2. A fun family film to watch. All right. Moving on.
Okay. Now we're at the top three.
The top three, which equally suck ass, but here we go.
All right.
Number three.
The Craft Legacy.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay, first of all,
it's pretty bad.
If you name your movie The Craft Legacy,
it's bad, guys.
Legacy.
See, it's pretty bad.
And they come out with milk baths and fucking glitter magic. What is no? And the main girl is Nancy's fucking daughter, and that is what we get. And the whole anticlimactic, there is trying to be woke at the same time, and then David Duchovny, I don't even, it's just dumb.
Yeah, this one, I was kind of struggling to remember like plot points, and it was just, this movie is very forgettable, and it was super boring, and it was like pretty disappointing as like a Craft follow-up. Like there's a way where you could have brought that whole cast back. I know if you had a good script, but they brought back one character at the very end. And it just wasn't good.
It was, like, I love The Craft. As a 90s kid, like, Craft I love the fucking Craft.
Yeah.
And that is what you fucking get as a, and you call it legacy? Yeah. What kind of, that is not a Craft legacy. And Nancy is, I was so mad. And that was, I will never watch that again.
Yeah.
Glitter magic and milk baths. Fuck off. So dumb.
All right. What's up?
All right. Number two.
Number two is
The Dead Don't Die.
This was our worst film the first year we did it. The Dead Don't Die. This is the Jim Jarmusch directed zombie film with Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton. Like, how many other
Chloe
people?
Sevigny. There was like
a lot of people.
A gazillion stars.
Iggy Pop was in it, and this movie is just pretentious as shit. This movie is so, it's like, let's advertise it as like a fun comedic zombie film with all this talent, and then actually make something super boring and super dull, and just bringing in actors just because I can. They're going against every single trope of the genre. It's just really boring and it's pretentious and it's stupid. There's a moment where like they break character and they address the script.
They talk about the script, and that is where I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. I'm done.
Yeah, you checked out.
I checked out because I, fuck you.
Well, I remember because you checked out. You're like, you fell asleep and then then I had to catch you up, and I don't remember completely, but at the end there were aliens.
Fuck off. It was definitely like, I'm just, it was pretentious. It's like, yeah. I have money to just throw around, and I know Bill Murray and Adam Driver and Tilda Swinton and all these fucking people, and I can make it so I can, and it's bad, and I can, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, because on the surface it's like Bill Murray, Adam Driver, leads of a comedic horror comedy. That's a good combo and a good recipe.
Exactly. And that is what we get.
But you had a really shitty chef who wasn't a chef. He was the dishwasher who made that course.
It was just so dumb. Yeah. It was just like a fuck you. Like, I can make it because I can. Yeah. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, I still don't like it. Still don't like it. I
never finished it. I'm not gonna finish it. I'm never gonna watch it again. Fuck off.
No, we should do like a live stream charity event where we like watch all of our worst ones back to back for like Cancer for America or something.
Oh, so you can listen to me go off because I have tons of commentary on all of these movies. So many.
All right. What's the worst film of the last 5 years of doing this podcast?
The Exorcist Believer.
Do you believe in love after love?
Yes, but not in this movie.
This movie was bad, and I don't know if it's just because it's like this year and it's recent, but it's boring. It's boring, and like the big crime of this, The Exorcist Believer, is that this guy, David Gordon Green, probably had all of the resources to do kind of pretty much whatever he wanted, given whatever studio, because he did the Halloween franchise. His stuff has been successful to a point. And to just give you something so boring, so phoned in, so uninspired, just bad acting, bland acting, interesting choices for lighting, storyline, terrible use of the legacy characters. Like, I don't give a shit. It's just boring and really bad.
And literally the worst exorcism I've ever seen. I'm sorry.
It was really stupid.
No Latin. None, no passion, no Latin, no anything. You have all of these pieces that could be so good if you did it right. And you're right. He had all of these resources. And that's what you fucking did with it?
Mm.
And that is why he was no longer a part of the Exorcist trilogy that was planned.
It didn't do as well as they were hoping, and now he's not directing anymore.
Which is like... Did they test this on audience? Did anyone watch it? Did anyone read a script? Did anyone look at it before we released it?
Well, you probably signed on because you just know his name and that he did Halloween, and they approach you to do Exorcist. You're like, sounds good.
Okay, yeah, but have you seen the Halloween? Because they're fucking bad too. He's not allowed to make any more horror films unless they're horror original comedies. And he made himself 5 years from now.
Yeah. He's got to take a break and do some comedy.
Take a fucking break, man.
It was just boring. Yeah, it was boring. There's so many missed opportunities.
A ton.
Yeah.
So fucking many missed opportunities.
And I could name you like probably every other Exorcist Possession movie we've seen this year is better than this one.
Oh.
And this one is supposed to be the best one because it's The Exorcist.
Right.
And it's just, it isn't at all. It's just a run-of-the-mill, boring, bland possession movie. If you just, take away the name The Exorcist, it's just in the bargain bin at Walmart, and it probably will be soon anyways.
Or the dollar store.
Yeah.
You can pick the Exorcist Believer up at the Dollar Tree for $1.25 in the next coming year because it's that good.
Or at the local gas station for $5.99 and the back UPC code is torn off. You'll find it there.
So were there any movies that we had that have changed, like that are not on the list that in the years?
There's one for me. It was the first year we did it when we picked The Dead Don't Die. And if I had my way, I would probably swap that out with Midsommar.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was our number two. Okay. And I hate that movie. And I have grown more and more hatred for it over the years, over the months, over the days, over the minutes. If it pops into my head, I just want to fight Midsommar. I don't like it at all. I don't like it. I don't. And it makes... It makes me even more infuriating when I talk with like a lot of younger people and then they're talking and like we get about talking horror movies like, hey, yeah, I'm horror director, and like, what's your favorite horror film was? And then they're like, oh, mine's Midsommar. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, this is where we stop talking. And now
and
we can't be friends.
This is where we part.
Yeah. And then my mind just muffles out. I'm like, oh, you're one of those. You think Midsommar is the best horror film ever made? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
It's put a shot in the daytime.
Get out. Skit.
Yeah.
Skit with the broom. Come on, get.
Yeah.
And but, take your Midsommar with you.
But at least I remember being like, let's go for a walk. We just wasted 2 hours and 50 minutes of our fucking life.
Yeah, and it was long. If you're going to make something like that, make it short. And I understand, like, the like you could say the same tropes in that are in, like, the same tropes of films that I like, where it's a bunch of people going out in the middle of nowhere. They shouldn't be. They're a bunch of idiots, and they come across bad people, and they get murdered. But the way they present it here is so boring and pretentious and stupid. The only thing that positive that came out of it was the main lady, and her name is escaping me.
Florence Pugh.
She's good.
I love her.
She has went on to do some great things, and she's really fun. She's really funny. She's funny in the Marvel. What does she do? She plays. I know she was in Hawkeye, but she was in something before that. She's in the Scarlett Johansson one. What the fuck was that? Red Rocket Lady. Red. The Scarlets.
The Scarlets.
Scarlet. Superhero deaths.
Black Widow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
She is. She's a lot of fun in the Hawkeye one.
Yeah.
But that movie, agreed. Yeah, we were just we just wasted 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's like maybe like life. Some that I would have like put on, like bumped for best, but I'm trying, nothing's coming to me.
Nothing, because I think when we pick our best, we pretty much,
yeah,
we know, like, that's, these are good.
Yeah,
but definitely it was a lot of conversation picking our top three worst, because we're like, okay, I would never fucking watch any of these ever again.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't want to, like, the only one I can see watching again is Halloween Kills, when we do, like, you know, another Halloween-a-thon or something. Like, I think it might be kind of a cool podcast to do, like, a 1 year later, like David Gordon Green's Halloween, like, rewatch and see what we think about it. Okay. Which would be actually kind of funny for you. Maybe we should live stream that.
I was gonna say, we should live stream that, or just, like, then you can just catch all the reactions, because I have so many things to say about all of those movies, and my favorite one is the last one, and people don't even like that.
Yeah, that was my favorite too. It's our favorite. But yeah, reflections on podcasting for the last 4 years. It's been 4+ years.
I know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I really enjoy doing the conversating with you about horror movies.
Yeah, I think you know, looking into the future, like, we haven't really had. Been so busy with other projects that we haven't had time to, like, really, really focus on the podcast and, like, make consistent episodes and have consistent guests. But, you know, future goals, be cool to get a studio, more gear, all that stuff. But you never know. You never know what's coming up. I think we have a little fan base, which is nice.
Yeah, we do. I think some of you are out there listening. So if you are, drop us a line. Tell us what your favorite best and the worst of the last 5 years of our podcast and those lists were.
Yeah.
I'd like to know your opinion.
Cool.
You know,
well, nice little bonus episode for you this year. I'm looking forward to shooting more podcasts this year, watching some more horror movies
too. Watching all the horror movies, seeing a lot of fun ones, and
we might have a few surprise guests for you. We'll see.
We got some things in the works.
So we got Florence Pugh coming.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fucking awesome?
It's happening. And we're going to tell her that her movie sucks.
I'm so sorry. We hated your movie, but we love you.
That's what we should do. We should get, like, people, like, from our worst films on the podcast and ask them why.
Can you explain to me why you chose to...
That would be a lot of fun. We would get our asses handed to us probably by a couple of them.
We would.
Be a lot of fun, though. We would get a lot of views. Anyways, cool. Well...
Our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we. And thank you so much for listening to us the last 5 years. We've had a lot of fun doing it, so.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.